This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
The Steelers have a really good shot. I just like the fact that they're at home. I like the fact that Aaron Rodgers is playing really well. He hasn't turned the ball over a lot lately. I mean, his touchdown to interception ratio is really good. He's keeping them in games. He's clutch at the end of games. So I kind of like that formula. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, though. I'm going to go Steelers 17, Texans 13.
I love the Steelers on Monday night. Absolutely love the Steelers on Monday night. Like, Houston can't score. Houston's offense is not good. And I think Pittsburgh's got a great chance to win. The Steelers are actually my favorite bet of wild card weekend on Monday night.
Okay, let's do this. Football Friday. Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller. Donnie is here pulling Ernie Banks. Intern Jack to help him out, and you at 412-928-9370. We get a bonus day to preview this game, and then our pregame coverage and wall-to-wall stuff on Monday as we'll get you ready for kickoff. I feel like fans have amnesia, and media alike. I called it a Tomlin lobotomy on Twitter. What's going on here? You had it right yesterday, and Donnie had it right at the start of the show with Joe. It is one thing to come on the air and say, this game feels different. I think the Steelers are going to play it close. I think they're going to be competitive. I think they're going to hang around. That I can get down with. These bold proclamations that the Steelers are going to win, and then even crazier, what you just heard there from betting expert Nick Costos, I heard that driving in, loves the Steelers? Do I need to remind people of the hellacious Steelers playoff numbers during this 6-game playoff win drought, an 8-year drought? They have trailed in every single one of those games by at least 21 points. That's like mind-blowing to me. That's like college football stuff. That's James Madison versus Oregon or something like that. Every game, this is the playoffs where, in theory, the best are playing the best, and you get down at least 3 scores, sometimes worse, in every single one of these games. The Steelers' defense has allowed, on average, over 38 points in these playoff games. So, unless it's a situation like we had with Kevin Stefanski, is Tomlin going to get sick and miss the game and have to watch it from his gigantic man cave? How have all these Steelers fans who have called into our show, Chris, for not just since September, but for years, say things like, I'm done with Mike, I don't trust Mike, Mike can't get it done, Mike's not cut out to win anymore, we need to move on. But then here we are, the Friday before a playoff game, and according to a Crowley poll, which again, maybe you take that with a grain of salt, 70% of fans think they're going to win. Have they forgotten who coaches the team? And I heard Starkey, and then I'm going to let you go on for as long as you want. I heard Starkey say today, you know, in great Joe fashion, the Texans offense, they stink. You know, I love when he does that. He just, I don't know why. When he says things like they blow ass or they stink, I have to admit.
I don't think he's ever said they blow ass. I think that is decidedly an Andrew Filippone term.
Okay. Well, they blow or they stink.
They stink, Malzi.
He does, and it just cracks me up. It's his unique, quirky
It's a very personality. It's a singular delivery, yes.
Steelers are 15th in scoring offense. They're 25th in total offense. So points and yards, 15th and 25th. You know what the Texans are?
13th and 18th.
13th and 18th. If the Texans' offense stinks, what is the Steelers' offense? Joe said, and I love Joe again, but I heard it, so I'm going to react to it because I thought it was interesting. He said they have a red-hot quarterback. I watched this supposed red-hot quarterback in Cleveland. I get it. No DK Metcalf. He said red-hot. They scored 6 points. It's not red-hot. I mean, there's a reason why he's not red-hot right now. It's a good reason. But he's not literally red-hot. He played his worst game in a Steelers uniform just a couple of weeks ago. So I agree with what you said at 2 o'clock yesterday. I think we could see a close game. The line reflects that. But I am stunned by the amount of fans and media, 412-928-9370, to get your take off, who are like, yeah, they're going to win the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One briefcase. One moment. Could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
I know. Houston is where they do what, Michigan Troll, right? But they have astronauts training in Houston. Like, these takes are like, people are rocket...
And Cape Canaveral.
Yeah, thank you. Cape Canaveral in Florida. These takes are like rocket shipping off, like, right to the divisional round right now. That's how I feel. Like,
what happened to defense wins championships?
For weeks, people said,
the Texans are the team nobody wants to play. But now that they're playing the Steelers, it's, this is a very vulnerable team.
I don't think you believe this, and so you bringing this up doesn't make me think that you like are a turncoat here or trying to have it both ways. You like casually mentioned, hey, the Texans defense didn't look great against Indy, and it was kind of
weird. It didn't. I watched the game.
It was a weird game. Sure, I watched it too. They didn't look great. And then it was kind of like just a disorganized thing. But before that, they were basically choke holding most teams. They didn't look great against the Raiders, who stink. They held the Chargers to 16. They held Arizona to 20. And we know Arizona throws the ball about 800 times a game. They held Kansas City to 10. They held Indy to 16. They lost to Denver in a game played in the teens. You got to go a ways back to see somebody who kind of really...
They bludgeoned Buffalo. My God,
right.
They murder Josh Allen in that
game.
Sure,
and they did that with, by the way, Davis Mills is their quarterback.
Yeah.
Davis Mills beat Josh Allen. My point is this. It's one thing, as I said yesterday, to believe that they could win this game because I think the style of game that the Texans want to play and are comfortable playing matches up with what the Steelers want to play.
It's another thing altogether,
too, to say C.J. Stroud's solid, but he's not Josh Allen. He's not Mahomes. He's not Jackson. He's not Burrow. He's not even Herbert behind like a makeshift offensive line. He doesn't have that reputation, but he's still a solid player at the position. He doesn't turn the ball over a ton.
Nope.
He's better than anybody else in terms of like they are better in turnover rate. I think people are getting way out over their skis.
70% of fans.
I know, 7 out of 10 people. That not only are they going to keep it close, but that they're going to win because they have Aaron Rodgers, they're getting Metcalf back, this game is at home, and that place, by the way, for that Ravens de facto playoff game was as lit up as people said they've remembered it being in years.
Right.
I talked to multiple people, so the atmosphere was great. All of those things are nice. The Texans are still in here as the lower-seeded team, as a wild card.
That won more games.
That is also a 3.5-point road favorite, when usually, the road team, or I should say in this case, the home team, gets a 3-point bump, Pony.
Yeah.
Like, the friends in the desert here, I think, feel like the Texans are almost a touchdown better in reality in this
game. It's just, what happened to, I don't trust Tomlin, they're never going to win anything until he's gone.
Oh, I can tell you
and
that.
And now the majority of fans are like, we got this one. We're going to knock out Houston, bring on the Broncos, and who knows, that quarterback's overrated. By the time I get to Friday of next week, I'll pick the Steelers to go to the AFC Championship game. I thought we needed to get rid of this coach. Now you're picking him to beat the number one defense in the NFL. How'd the game go the last time they played Houston, by the way? You want to rip Stroud? I mean, the guy's been uneven for 2 years, no doubt. The last time I saw him against the Steelers defense, he threw for over 300 yards, had two touchdowns.
I just don't I don't want to suggest...
He's won a playoff game the last 2 years.
I don't want to suggest that our listeners don't watch a ton of football. I think
of course they do. They're very
smart.
That's why I don't understand this 180 that's going on right now.
If they've watched the Texans, who have played a handful of games in national windows where you don't have to like go hunting to find it or have direct or have like a Sunday ticket pony, their defense flattens people more often than not. It just beat up the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, physically just beat them into submission, right? Rashee Rice probably still hit, you know, he's going to have children who feel the hit Petrie put on him in that game. And, like, I think what I am getting confused by is, or maybe what I would explain away as the reason why people are feeling this way, is that because everyone finally looks at the Texans and says, this doesn't look like a destroyer of worlds kind of opponent. This doesn't look like
their defense does.
I know, but people don't think about that. They think of the quarterback more than anything else. Because it's not the Steelers going in against either Jackson Allen or Mahomes, right?
Yes.
They feel like there is just a basic level chance, and then they are extending that. Because I feel that way too, by the way. I actually feel like if the right chips fell, the Steelers were to pull off an upset that I think, you know, 45% of me thinks they could
Tomlin's
do.
Tomlin's defense gave up 45 to Blake Bortles. Not Allen, Jackson, or Mahomes.
I'm aware.
That happened.
Allen Jackson or Mahomes sounds like a law firm or a country artist. But
they've been outscored 73 to nothing in the first quarter of these games.
Tony, I know. I just think that people have gamed out a situation where they have a chance to play two quarterbacks who are definitely not among the conference's medal stand elites.
Agreed.
One of those games will be at home.
Yes.
If it happens to be two.
Yep.
And they have like this weird sort of path of least resistance where, hey, all Mike has to do is get his team to win a game where they're rolling around in the mud for 60 minutes, metaphorically. And while people in this town do not trust Mike as far as they can throw him, I do think the one thing even his critics will agree he is good at is turning a game into a slop fest and finding a way to win it. Pony, that even matches with like national consensus on him from like more smart people.
He should have turned that Jets game into that, and they gave up 45. Before you got up to get a beer against the Browns, they were down 28 to nothing. And they're going to win this game?
I don't think they're going to win, but I think they have a real chance. But I think there's a large gulf. There's a river-sized gap between I think they can win this game and don't go in drawing dead, and I think they will win this game.
Close game and picking this team and this coach to win a playoff game are two very different things. 412-928-9370.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.